This is From the Hip with Dawn Burks
and Tano Hawks.
We talk about ish. You know, the same ish you talk about.
What's up, girl?
Hey, girl.
Oh,
long time no see.
We didn't meet last week, but we are back.
We're back.
And we are caught up on Have and Have Nots.
Yes, and hopefully you're back. And if you're not caught up, that's fine. We got you.
Thank you, Tyler Perry. Thank you for coming back strong. God, thank you for coming back strong, because it's strong.
Really?
But the only thing is, we're starting to drag again.
Yes.
Pick it up, because Mama, what's her name? Hannah has had that negligee on for like 2 or 3 episodes now.
That negligee could probably stand up on its own right now.
I mean, every time I said, my husband was like, are they washing her? I said, honey, I think.
But think about it, it's the same day.
I know. It's just too much. They need to pick it up the pace, but it's hot.
Yeah.
Poor Jeffrey, he's in jail now for the DWI. The little cop tried to get him to do personals with him. Maybe it's time for Jeffrey to.
It's time for Jeffrey to move.
Be killed off or something.
Okay. I wasn't going there. I was just thinking maybe he could move.
Well, I don't know.
Fly away from the nest.
I mean, everybody abuses him.
Nobody on that show is good for him.
I know, really. Right.
Nobody on that show is good for him. I'm waiting for the scene where old boy invites him to do drugs with him, and then he falls down a helpless spiral.
Thinking of drugs. Yeah, let's talk about poor little Wyatt. So he's going to get his little $12 million inheritance. He's already buying drugs, having drug parties.
And he's going to spend it all on coke.
He used to be such a decent guy. I guess he's going to be the bad guy now, right?
No, he's always been bad.
I know he's been spoiled, but
he's just mean. He's always been selfish.
Turning his parents into the DA. Now, I did find something unbelievable on the show.
Veronica's still rocking those cornrows.
Everybody rocking. Hannah rocking cornrows? What is it, just cornrow era right
now? Because they're all wearing wigs.
I know.
And so they have to have the cornrows underneath.
I know, but it's just too much. My husband was like, these women look bad. I said, honey, they just rocking cornrows. They look like they're in prison. But I thought it was unbelievable when the DA jumped on David's lap. My husband was like, is she in the jail doing this?
I can't wait for her to go.
That was unbelievable.
Make me feel good.
She wants him. She might say she loves him. I mean, she was just, I didn't see that.
And the DA is just getting away with too much stuff. Oh, make sure this newspaper gets
She's
in the jail.
She's controlling the jail. She's controlling. That's what my husband said. My husband was like, what is she, the president? I mean, she's controlling everything.
Exactly.
Too much.
What does she call Rove? She controls everything.
You got her in this cell. I didn't like that. Poor Hannah. God bless her. Quincy Jr.'s sick. He needs his medicine.
But his mama let his daddy die.
Mama let daddy die. Daddy is so heartless. He wouldn't tell him.
But why don't they know about this sickness if they have had him for two seasons?
On his deathbed, he was like, it's undetectable and all this. It took him years to find it.
He's had it for two seasons, though. They've had him for two seasons.
And
they should know about the kid.
He was in the hospital for a while. Yeah, he did. That's why I was thinking, like, well, he didn't get medicine for all the time he was in the hospital for this.
So, Tyler Perry, it might be hot.
Yeah, we need to be a little realistic.
I have questions.
We need to be more realistic.
I have lots of questions.
I think you're right. He spent too much time in the hospital not to develop that fever.
Yeah.
To need medicine every other day or every day.
Okay. Did you see Taraji P. Henson winning her Golden Globe?
I did. I hope that was just wonderful.
I'm glad she passed out cookies on the way to the podium, and she channeled Cookie while she was up there.
It was great.
Do you think that maybe this year is the year of Taraji, because she won another award, not the Critics' Choice, but another one?
It probably is, but I think they need to be too careful though when the show comes back on because they tend to have her just acting too totally crazy. I know she's cooking, but we need to keep her realistic too.
But I need my cookie fix. She gives me life.
I know, but you remember the last time they had her come back on? It was just one liners to me.
Yeah.
Like, what one liner can she spin off? I got tired of it.
Give her some depth.
Yeah,
but
really.
I like that.
Let's not make her into a one liner.
Right. Well, you know, Fox is getting into the live musical game because now we got Grease Live is coming on Sunday.
Yay! I know. I can't wait for that.
I read some stuff though that's giving me a little bit of a pause. Not that Julianne Hough wasn't giving me enough of a pause, but playing the role of Sandy. But Grease Live, they say they've updated it to 20.
Oh, shucks.
Right.
I guess we're going to have everybody send her a text instead of talking to them, all right?
They're going to be talking in text code. OMG, LOL, girl.
Oh, man. that's true. They have to incorporate social media if they're gonna get. But their clothes still look like they're back from the that era.
And yeah, they're also going to have a live studio audience. It's going to be, okay. And I don't know how, but it's going because it's going to be live, of course.
Right.
But the literature says the live studio audience is going to be like. Almost a part of the set, like really? Integrated into the set. So I'm interested to see how this is going to work.
Well, I see am what happens. Too, because I'm a Grease fan.
Yes,
so
me
they
too.
Better come correctly.
And parents, Grease is definitely not a children's musical. You can bring them in for the You're the One That I Want, but send the kids to bed.
What station is that? I mean, what network?
Fox.
Go Fox.
Empire.
Go Fox. I am...
Fox is on it.
They are. I love Fox. Well,
me
okay.
Too.
Well, let's move on to let's hit on Steve Harvey.
No, bless
did you
his
watch
heart.
That? He interviewed the pageant winner and the runner-up.
I did watch some of it. What I'm mad about Miss Columbia, though, is that nobody ever remembers the runner-up of the Miss Universe pageant. In fact, hardly not a lot of people remember the winner of the Miss Universe pageant.
I was surprised it was all still going on, but go ahead.
Nobody would even, she should be thanking Steve Harvey. Nobody would even know her name.
He brought attention to it. How many of us even knew that it was on? What channel was it on, by the way? It wasn't in the major channels, I don't think.
A lot of the big networks severed ties with Trump once he cast his hat into the ring to become a political candidate. Because it used to be on NBC, like on one of their channels.
But it just, to me, in years, I mean, it's so... I don't know. It's just so old school to me. But Steve Harvey,
I mean, they win pageant money. They get a lot of things. Right. He explained it. He was really sad. He had a 2-day television event where he interviewed both women, Miss Columbia and Miss Philippines.
Now we might be bordering on tacky now because you know that was all about ratings.
Exactly. Well, and he got the biggest ratings of his career from that. And then he spent like 3 days on the Today Show talking to Savannah about his mistake. And he's like, no, I wasn't playing it for a joke. I never would have done. Yes. I mean, you know, that's how you turn lemons into lemonade.
Well, I guess he thinks everybody making fun of me. I might as well benefit from this, right?
You know how they say, don't pee on me and tell me it's raining. He made it.
Wow. Oh, that analogy is going to stick with me all day.
It rained.
It happens to be raining. So I'm be thinking about
paying rent. You know, Trump owns the Miss Universe pageant.
Right.
Right. So now we get this awful segue to the fact that Sarah Palin has endorsed Trump.
Oh, you know what?
Former governor of Alaska.
I don't think he should have done that.
But he didn't do it. Oh, he should have told her, thank you, dear, but don't tell anybody.
And then her son the day before, apparently, he got arrested.
He should have said, thank you, dear. Let's keep this a secret between the two of us.
Yeah, I just don't know she's going to. Well, maybe she'll bring in some of the really far right.
Nobody understood the endorsement. Did you listen to that speech?
I laughed halfway through. Well, you know what I'm excited about?
What?
We get Tina Fey back, man. Yes.
No.
I can't wait for Saturday Night Live.
Somebody, and I'm not calling any names, but they live in my house and their name rhymes with Faye, said that they thought they looked up and they thought it was a Saturday Night Live skit.
Girl, I got too. When I turned it on, I was like,
because nobody
is that
knew.
Saturday Night Live? And it was like, oh my God, Sarah Palin, they dusted
right?
her off.
Stephen Colbert. What did he say? He said something like it was as if a magical eagle made a wish on a gold coin, on a flag pin, and she came back. He thanked her for coming back.
I tell you,
back.
Everybody's watching Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Just
they
waiting
bring
for
it.
But that is a Saturday Night Live skit.
I know, but I can't wait to see Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live, they could just reenact it word for word.
I mean, the way she was talking, it was like, oh, why? But it's great entertainment.
And the thing is, whatever your political persuasion, you've got to admire that train wreck.
It is. It is just something.
And then the New York Post is having so much fun with their headlines
have you
lately.
Seen their headlines? What was that one headline?
The one with Trump and Palin said I was stupid.
I was stupid. Yeah, and she was like, I'm thinking like.
And then they.
Why would they do
and
this?
Then, and then to, I think it's today's headline. They had, this weekend's going to be like Oscar So White. You know, it's like.
Oscars.
Which Oscars?
Let's talk about Oscars. Because that's the hashtag, Oscars So White.
Yeah.
There have been people coming out against the Oscars.
It's a long running hashtag.
I know, but Jada Pinkett Smith.
She came out strong. It seems like she started it.
And some people say she was upset because Will Smith didn't get anything for her.
Of course. course, that probably played a role in it, I think. But I feel like she say, revel in your own awards, don't beg for their awards. But what she's forgetting there is that the Oscars have long been, have traditionally been the top, the pinnacle achievement of that craft.
Right.
And that's something you want to win.
You can't recreate that. No, you can't.
And think about the money. Halle Berry went from making, what, $5 million a picture? After she won her Oscar, she could walk in and just put her Oscar on the table.
What she's saying is, like, let's have our own awards. Are we going to get Beth to do something? I mean, here's the thing, girl. Nothing against Beth, but here's the thing. Like you said, that is the top level
right
there.
And it's nothing like being recognized by a body that's been around so long. And I feel especially bad for the new president of the Academy.
I know, she came out with something.
She's a black woman.
Yeah,
she's
did she come out with a statement or something?
She did. She's the first black woman. She came out with a statement saying that we were taking a look at our voting and we really just need more diversity in our ranks.
Right.
And I mean, I've been talking to some Hollywood screenwriters and they say it's true that it goes far beyond just acting, just the roles. It goes into those rooms where films are greenlit, where films are given a go-ahead. Black writers can't even get in the room. Because even the, like, Straight Outta Compton was nominated for, in the writing category, but you know who wrote Straight Outta Compton?
I know, a white man.
Right, which is fine. Tell the story. If I'm not telling the story, you are welcome to it.
Well, George Clooney even talked about there needs to be more diversity.
And Dustin Hoffman just came out.
So you have these prominent actors coming out, so that might
So maybe if you don't listen to the black actors,
to the black actors or the black actresses
that are saying it, and you think it's just sour grapes, perhaps you will listen to these other actors.
Yeah, because they're saying it too.
Yeah, because they don't have any skin in that game,
but they
still have something to say.
I'm
going to watch, though. I'm not going to boycott because Chris Rock.
I don't really watch it.
Chris Rock is the host. I'm going to watch it at least the first 10 minutes.
I wonder if he's catching any flack, though.
He's catching a little, but Whoopi Goldberg, and I don't agree with her a lot, but I agree with her on this. She's like, he's the perfect man to be who speaks more eloquently and incisively about race than Chris Rock.
That's true. And you know he's going to hit him, right?
Because the last Oscars he hosted, he actually went to a Magic Johnson theater and asked people as they were coming in, had they seen any of the Oscar-nominated movies? Black folks hadn't seen any of those films.
Wow.
So
he gets his little point across.
And it was in the Chris Rock way, where it made you laugh, but he got his point across. So I think...
So he could do it in a humorous way, but he gets a point.
I'm going to at least watch the first 10 minutes to get that.
I'll be honest with you, but I have to check out Chris Rock now.
I can't help myself. I just hope that actors and actresses of a certain age need to watch themselves, because around the age of 65, 69, they dropping like flies, girl.
I mean,
that was three big ones. Natalie Cole, Bowie, and Glenn Frey. Just boom, 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 all front page opiates.
Come on now. Right after the other.
And there was some other smaller ones in there, like Lemmy from Motorhead died before that, and then another drummer died. And it's just like, they're just all.
No, you're right. It is all coming out.
Go get your prostate checked. I'm just talking to y'all now.
Well, that might be
mean to you.
Thinking about illness of people in Flint, Michigan.
Oh my God! Did you see the picture of the little baby with all the
rash
from all the
water?
I mean, now listen, why is this happening in America, and why did it start happening in 2014? And why am I just finding out about it?
Don't blame me.
Don't blame me.
Because
I've been looking.
What's his name? The actor from there. Mm.
I don't know. He's
a controversial actor. I can't even think of his name.
Yeah, but it's like
there's been other celebrities speaking out against this.
But the thing is, the media somehow missed reporting this story, and that's a problem. Leonard Pitts wrote a really good column about it.
That's a poor community.
Yeah, it's a really poor community.
I think the median income is like 20-something thousand.
Yeah, and like 41% in poverty, and just it's 100,000 people, and they're losing people every day. Yeah. Potholes are so bad. I have a friend that lives in Detroit.
The car industry kind of dried up.
Yeah, and then the housing died off. But I'm sorry. Then you turn around and poison your people. You make the decision to change your water source to a river that you know is contaminated, and then they
save $1 million.
Right.
Or whatever.
Then they tell you that you can fix the contamination by putting a filter that will cost you $100 a day, and then you decide not to do it. Somebody.
And then you keep secret a report on all this. Yeah,
somebody needs to be brought up on some charges. All right. Because you're killing these babies, because we don't know what kind of effect it's going to have on these children until later.
I know the presidential candidates have waited in, but girl, I got to get back.
I know, me too. And we didn't even get to Stacey Dash.
We got to hit on her next week.
Old raggedy butt. Oh.
Wow, Tommy, I guess that'll make the blooper roll. But anyway.
Okay, I know some brothers out there mad at me right now. Okay, she fine, but she raggedy.
Oh. On that note, we're going to wrap it up.
Trifling.